Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on the top of daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing the inyanim of Orlas Chutz La'aretz, Klayim B'Chutz La'aretz, Safek Orla in Chutz La'aretz versus Safek Klayim in Chutz La'aretz. So we're going to continue that discussion through Amud Aleph today. We're going to discuss a lot of the details of what different types of Klayim and which type is Aser in Chutz La'aretz, which type is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz, and the difference between grafting a tree versus Kilei Kerem, perhaps, and then on Amud Beis at the Mishnah, we're going to start Agarata that's really going to go through the end of the Perek. The Gemara is going to talk about, the Mishnah is going to talk about how a single mitzvah can change a person's entire outlook and a person's entire future, and a single Avera can do the same in the negative. And the Gemara is going to talk about Schar Mitzvah, whether there's such a thing as Schar Mitzvah in this world. And that will lead us to the discussion of Acher and what happened with Acher. What did Acher see that made him go off the derech, and how a person can face nisayon, specifically when faced with arayos, and be zocha to a nes, sometimes if a person overcomes various nisayonos. So let's begin. We left off really right in the middle of a discussion. We had a machlokas, how to interpret a brisa, or a mishnah really. The mishnah had said, safek arla ba'aretz aser besuyer mutter, b'chutz la'aretz yari v'log. Actually, before that even, we had a mishnah that said, that chadosh is aser min ha-Torah everywhere, Arla is halacha, and klayim is midivrei sofrim. So there was a machlokas in the Gemara. What does it mean that Arla is halacha? Rav Yehuda Mishmuel said it means that it's hilchus medina, which means that it's a minag, whereas Ulam Rav Yochanan said, no, halacha means it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So ask Zula, I understand if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that explains why we're more machmir about safek Arla than we are about safek klayim, because Arla is halacha l'moshe misinai, and klayim is only midivrei sofrim in Chutz La'aretz. So we're going to be more machmir about Arla than we're going to be about Klayim. But if you hold that Arla is only Hilchus Medina, that it's only Aminag, Midrabanan, why would we be more machmir about Safek Arla than we are about Safek Klayim? So that was what we ended up with on the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Nisni, it should say in the Mishnah, O Zeh V'Zeh, Yorid V'Lokeach. It should either say both by Arla and Klayim, Yorid V'Lokeach, when you have it in Chutz La'aretz, O Zeh V'Zeh, Yorid V'Lokeach. Locate. It should have the same din. There shouldn't be a difference between Arla and Klayim if they're both only midrabanan. So the Gemara answers, Hamlishmul Ravanan, Tini, Ozevzeh, Yorid Velokech, Ozevzeh, Yorid Velokate, Enochinami. You have to change it. Either the Mishnah should read that in both cases it's Yorid Velokech, or that in both cases it's Yorid Velokate, but you're right, they should conform to each other if they're both only dinim dirabanan. And you would have to change the din that appears in the Mishnah if you would hold that they're both only dinim drabanan. Marbre de Ravina, Masle Lakula, Zev Zeh Yorid Velokate, Ublavash, Yukubiad. And the way Marbre de Ravina taught it was that in both cases of Arlos Chutzlaretz and Klein Chutzlaretz of a Safek, you would say, Zev Zeh Yorid Velokate, you just can't be locate Biad, you just can't go take it yourself. Va'amle Levi Lishmuel, Aryuch Sapekli Va'na Echel. And Levi said to Shmuel, that you used to call Shmuel Aryuch, like a king, a lion, you take care of it for me, you bring me, if there's Arlas Chutz La'aretz, just don't tell me about it, give it to me and I'll eat it, because for me it will be a suffix, I won't know the difference. Rav Avya, so even though you know what you're giving me is Arla, that's okay, because I don't know that what you're giving me is Arla, and therefore it's perfectly fine, because suffix Arlas Chutz La'aretz is perfectly fine. Rav Avya v'Rabba Barav Chanan misapkus pukila dadi, and Rav Avya and Rabba Barav Chanan had a deal with each other, that's what they would do. They would give each other, when each one knew of Arlas Chutz La'aretz, they would just provide to the other person, and the other person was unaware about it, and being blissfully ignorant about it, they would eat it. But that's fine, because it's Safek Arlas Chutz La'aretz for them, so it's perfectly fine. They were allowed to eat it. So that's the way they would avoid the issue entirely. Now, when we say that Arla is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, this whole discussion was, according to me, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, I understand why we're more Machmer by Safek Arla, but according to you, that it's the Rabbanon. Let's go back to the Shita, to Ula's Shita, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that Arla B'chutzla, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, says a discussion, what exactly is the nature of that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Is the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim there to teach that just like we have a din of Arla in Eretz Yisrael, comes the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim and says Arla in Chutz Laretz is included in that same din as Arla Eretz Yisrael? Or no, there's a din of Arla Eretz Yisrayel. Comes the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim and says there's a separate din, a new din called Arla Chutz Laretz, having nothing to do with Arla Eretz Yisrael. It's its own separate, entirely different din. The way they like to say over the Chakira is there are two types of halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes there's a halacha mefareshes and a halacha mechadeshes. Sometimes halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is mefaresh an existing din. Shiurim are halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. So what does that mean? That it's a brand new halacha? No. If the Torah says I have to eat matzah, comes along a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim and is mefaresh. How much matzah do I have to eat? A kezayis. It's explaining an existing halacha. And sometimes you have a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that's mechadeshes, that it's a brand new halacha. Nothing to do. Nisach HaMayim, halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, it's not mefaresh anything in the Torah. A brand new halacha that the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is introducing. So how do we understand all this chutz laretz? Is all this chutz laretz a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that comes and teaches that you know the din of Arla, it says in the Torah, that not only applies in Eretz Yisrael, it also applies in chutz laretz. That would be halacha mefareshes. Or maybe no, maybe it's halacha mechadeshes, that there's no such mention of any Arla chutz laretz in the Torah, and whatever the Torah says about Arla has nothing to do with Arla chutz laretz. Comes along halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, it's mechadesh a new din called Arla chutz laretz. And there may be many nafkaminas. The Rambam writes in Machol Surah Sparak Yud, halacha chav aleph, that you don't get malchus min haTorah on Arla chutz laretz, only makas mardus, like any other halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Malbusha Yom Tov explains that if you look in the She'iltos and the Bahag, they say that you do get Malkus Min HaTorah on Arlas Chutz Laretz. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So he says that according to the She'iltos and the Bahag, the Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim is being Megala, that the Arla that it says in the Torah applies in Chutz Laretz as well. So you get Malkus Min HaTorah, it's Halacha Mefareshes. Whereas the Rambam assumes that no, it's Halacha Mechadeshes, it's a brand new din called Arlas Chutz Laretz. So it has the status of the onus you would get on any halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. That's a brand new halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. The Reb Chaim on that Rambam says that the same yisod, and he says that maybe nafka mina would be in terms of netar avai. If halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is coming to be megala, that all the chutz laretz is included in what the Torah was talking about, it's just mifar reshes, so then you'd say netar avai by all the chutz laretz as well. Because when the Torah talks about Arla, there's a din of netar avai. So when we're doing halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, is telling us that Arlas Chutz Laretz is part of that din, then there would be a din of Netar Avai. But if it's Halacha Mechadeshes, then there would be no din of Netar Avai. And the Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam writes that if Yidu Kazayis of Arlas Chutz Laretz Makros and Makros Mardus, like any other Isser Midrabanan, sounds that he holds that it's that the Arlas Chutz Laretz is Halacha Mechadeshes, that it's not Halacha Mefareshes. And he says, and that explains why the Rambam Lishitaso holds in Halacha Tesvav of there that there's no netar avai b'chutz laretz, because the whole din that halacha was mechadesh is a din of arla. It was never mechadesh a din of netar avai. Another nafkamina, whether it's halacha mechadesh or halacha mefareshes, might be the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Parak Yud halacha dalid that if someone is noter l'rabim ba'aretz, he's chayiv ba'arla. If he's planting for the masses in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv in arla. But the chutz laretz is potter from arla. So the Kiryas Sefer explains that the reason that Arlas Chutz Laretz would be different than Arlas Eretz Yisrael in terms of Notei L'Rabim is because it's a totally separate din. It's not that Arlas Chutz Laretz is Mefarashas, the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is telling us that it's the same din of Arla. No, it's an entirely separate din of Arlas. That's the Leibedik discussion in terms of the very nature of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim and how it actually plays out when it comes to the din of Arla. Now, the Ritva writes that the Halacha Zak Rav Yochanan, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, Arlas Chutz Laretz. And that's the Gemara is going to say Kach Nemra Halacha that Arlas Chutz Laretz Vada'a Asura, that Vada is Asur even B'Shalakum, and Safak Arlas Chutz Laretz is Mutter even B'Shal Yisrael. So the Ritva raises the question. The Mishnah of Eldazara teaches us, and the Gemara explains that according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the reason Gvinas Akum is Asur, the Mishnah there says that you're not allowed to have Gvinas Akum, cheese of a guy. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak explains because Ma'amidim Osa B'Sraf Orla, because they make the cheese using Orla. But l'chora, it's safek arla. So because they could have used a tree that's not arla. They used straf of some tree, and yeah, sometimes the tree that they're using is in fact arla. So isn't a safek arla in chutzlar, it's totally mutter, isn't it kach nemra alacha? So why is it that they asked for gvinos akum? After all, it's just a safek. So the Ritva explains that the gvinos in Eretz Yisrael are asur misafek because there's no kinyan la'akum Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia miyad meiser. So even if you have to worry that it grew by a nachri, even if the tree grew by a nachri, would still asur. Because safek arla b'Eretz Yisrael is asur. The reason it's asur the gvinos shalakum are asur even b'chutz la'aretz, even though safek arla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter, is because lo chilku b'gzeirasam. That this is something people aren't going to know necessarily why Chazal asur gvinos akum. They're just going to know that Chazal asur gvinos akum. So since they realize that not everyone's going to know what the basis of the isur is, so they asked even b'chutz la'aretz, even though it's based on a suffix, because Eloha lo kaimaha. If they would not have asked gvinos akum b'chutz la'aretz, no one would associate that with a mitzvah atzliya ba'aretz and think that it should be any different in Eretz Yisrael. So lo kaimaha, then the gezerah in Eretz Yisrael would not have lasted either. That's how the Ritva explains. Now it's very interesting, this idea that if Safek Arla is mutter, so they're allowed to say, oh, you find Arla, you feed it to me and just don't tell me, and that's okay. So because by me it will be a Safek, so I'll be allowed to eat it. That's apparently that's perfectly mutter. That's what the Gemara seems to say, that Levi said to Shmuel, you go Safek Livana Eichel, make it a Safek for me, and I'll go and I'll eat it, because Safek Arla B'chutzlarz is Heter Gomer. The Ran over here in Kiddush writes that the reason that's why the halacha is kolamekel baretz halacha kamoso b'chutz la'aretz. What does that mean? That kolamekel baretz, and whenever you have a machlokas in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that way in chutz la'aretz. Meaning, when you have a yachid against the rabbim, it's at least called a little bit of a suffix. And the halacha is that suffix in chutz la'aretz is mutter. So you only need to create a little bit of suffix. It doesn't even need to be a 50-50. That there's a das yachid that says against, so that creates a little bit of a suffix. He says maybe that's the svara also. So the Gemara Moikat and Dav Chaf, Amir Alv says, Kol Makom Shatamotze Yachid Mekel V'Rabim Machmirim Halacha K'Divrei Mekel Ba'Avel. That we follow the Divrei Mekel Ba'Avel even if it's a Das Yachid. Why? Because by any Safek we go Lekula by Avelus. So it doesn't have to be a 50-50 Safek. Any Safek, whether it's Safek Metzius, Safek and Din, by any Safek. And Rav Shachter points out in Big Fe'atzon, Simin Yud Beis, you say the same thing in Erev and Daf Mem Vav. Halacha K'Divrei Mekel Ba'Erev is even a Yachid against the Rabim. That's true even by Dine Mechitzos, even by Machlokas Amorayim. In all Machlokas, we say Halacha Kedivrei Mekel, and that we're going to be Mekel by the Erev. And maybe it's just like Arlen Chutzlar. It's that you're allowed to create the suffix. Rav Elchanan writes an unbelievable thing by a mamzer. He says you could be Masada Kiddushin for a mamzer as long as the spouse doesn't know. Because by them it's a suffix mamzer, so you're allowed to go ahead and be mesadik kiddushin because the other person doesn't know. It's just like over here we have that there is suffix la dadi, that if it's a suffix for you, even though I know what I'm giving you is actually arla, that's perfectly mutter. That's what Rav Elchanan writes. Now Rav Shechter points out that l'chora that's true if you're just giving to somebody else. But when you're putting a hashkacha on something, then you're not allowed to say misapki adadi. Then you're not allowed to say, because when you're putting a hashkacha on something, that's your declaration that I'm saying that this is kosher. But if I know that it's not kosher, I can't say this is kosher. I can give it to you, but I can't say that this is kosher. He says it's very similar to what some rabbanim wanted to say, the Nesivus writes, that any yisud rabbanim is only in Nisr Gavra, is not in Nisr Chepsa. So if a person violates Nisr Drabbanan B'shokig, it doesn't require Kapara. So some Rabbanan wanted to say, you can give Ashkach on something that only has this Isurim Drabbanan, because the consumer has no idea that it has Nisr Drabbanan in it, so he's doing it totally B'shokig. So mainly he doesn't need Kapara, he's not violating any Avera. So he said, no, that's terrible, he can't do that, because you're putting a Hechsher on something. When you put a Hechsher on something, you're saying, I'm certifying that there is no issue over here whatsoever. That's like by Kitnias. Someone was asking me yesterday, Kitnias is only only a minute. So kitnius is batel barov. So why can't I drink regular Coca-Cola on Pesach? It's batel barov. It's the majority is not corn syrup. The majority is not from corn product. The majority is water. So it's only a minute. It's batel barov. Shouldn't it be mutter to drink it on Pesach? And the truth is, yeah, but there's a problem. Ain mevatel nisu l'chachila. You're not allowed to be mevatel something on purpose. But I'm not being mevatel. The Coca-Cola company is being mevatel the kitnius. It's not me. Yeah, but by putting hashkacha on it, you can't put hashkacha, they're going to put hashkacha on it. They're saying, they're certifying that there's nothing wrong, that everything in here is perfectly fine. But it's not true, it's not perfectly fine. So even though, strictly speaking, Mikra did, maybe it wouldn't be a problem, but it is a problem because we can't put hashkacha on such things. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Amri Harifi Tupumadisa, Ein Arla B'chutzlar, about 8 lines into the page. The Harifi Tupumadisa say, there is no Arla B'chutzlar. Shalach Ravyudil Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Shalach Lei, Stom Sveika. He says that you should Stom Sveika. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, the heter sveikas satmiu lahoros patsnea velo the darsha barabin. The fact that it's mutter misafek, don't go around teaching that publicly. Keep that a little bit closer to the vest. Try not to publicize that. Va'aved vada'a. And since they're mekil, don't be matir for them to this suffix. You should be ma'abed the peros biyadayim. Va'achreiz al peroseim shetu'unim geniza. Meaning, we said that when you have something that's vada'a early, you could create a suffix for someone else and feed it to them. No, don't rely on that. Aved vada'a. If you have something that's vada'a early, just get rid of it. And achreiz al peroseim shetu'unim geniza. Since they were going around saying that Arla B'chutz La'aretz is totally mutter, any peros that comes from them, they're ritunim geniza. They need to be gotten rid of for all the peros that belong to these people who are mekel. V'kala omer ein arla b'chutz laretz. And anyone who wants to taina that there is no arla in chutz laretz, lo yehe lo nin v'nechad mashal chevel b'goro b'kal Hashem. They're not going to have a descendant who's going to be measuring out Eretz Yisrael, meaning who's going to be zocha to their chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Chevel is the way that they would measure. Measure out land when you've got a piece of land, so you'd measure using a rope. So they're not going to be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Very fascinating insight. The Machner writes, why dafka this klala for someone who says that there's no orla in Chutz Laretz? So he says based on a Zohar that the Zohar writes that the idea of the first 3 years is that the peros still have some of the chumrios of the land, that some of the negative spiritual forces of the land are still in the peros in the first 3 years till it all sorts itself out. So if you say there's no Arla in Chutz Laretz, there's only Arla in Eretz Yisrael, it's saying that there's extra chumrius in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. It's like the Chet HaMeraglim. You're speaking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he said, you're not going to get a Chelek V'Nachla by Eretz Yisrael. A person's not going to be Moshech B'Chevel in Eretz Yisrael if a person says that there's no Arla in Chutz Laretz, because they're saying that Chutz Laretz is more Kaddosh, that it doesn't have this chumrius that we're trying to get past. The Inu commands of Roya, but who do they hold like? These Harifi de Pumbedisa, who would go around saying that there's no Arla in Chutz Laretz. Who do they hold like? Ki ad etanya, Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi Yomer, Mishum Rav Yossi ben Dur Maska, Sham Mishum Rav Yossi Aglili, Sham Mishum Rav Yochum Menuri, Sham Mishum Rav Elazar Agadol, a lot of people, ain Arla b'Chutz Laretz, that there is no Arla in Chutz Laretz. Vilo, is that possible, that Rav Elazar holds there's no Arla in Chutz Laretz? V'anantan Rav Elazar Omer, af ha-chodosh. It wasn't a bit fairish in the Mishnah that Rav Elazar said that not only are Arla and Klayim applicable in Chutz Laretz, the Mishnah had said there are two exceptions to the rule of mitzvos atzlius ba'aretz, but they still apply everywhere. And those exceptions are Arla and Klayim. Comes along Rebbe Elazar says, not just Arla and Klayim, even Chadash. But you see that Rebbe Elazar says that Arla applies in Chutz Laretz as well. So that's more t'ni Chadash. Take out the word af. Rebbe Elazar is saying, no, there's only one exception to the rule. It's not that Arla and Klayim are exceptions to the rule and they apply everywhere. Only Chadash applies everywhere. Arla and Klayim do not apply in Chutz Laretz. I'm Rabbi Yassi Rabbi Yochanan. Arla b'Chutz Laretz halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That Arla is halacha l'Moshe Misinai in Chutz Laretz. I'm Rabbi Zeila Rabbi Yassi Va'atanya. Suffik Arla ba'aretz aser b'Surya mutter. That if you have a Suffik Arla in Eretz Yisrael, it's aser. But in Surya, Suffik Arla is mutter. But if it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai in Chutz Laretz, how could you be mezalzel in the Suffik Arla? Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. We should not say Suffik mutter. We should say Suffik aser. Ishtomim kisha chadosi. He was thrown off for a moment by that kasha. Amalei ema kach nemar sveka mutter vada asr. He says, no, it could be that that's how the halacha l'moshe misina was formulated. That the halacha eino kinami. When you have halacha l'moshe misina in general, you'd say a suffix. On that halacha l'moshe misina, we'd be machmir, would be asr. But over here, the halacha l'moshe misina was specifically formulated in this way, that only b'makom vada, it's asr, b'makom suffix, it's going to be mutter. There is a machlokus rishonim, where the suffix d'araisa l'chumra is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan. Well-known machlokus rishonim. The very din that we're machmir in a suffix d'araisa, is that itself a din d'araisa or is that itself a din d'rabanan? The Ran writes that from our sugya, it seems pretty clear that minatora sveiko l'chumra, because otherwise, what do I need a halacha l'moshe misinai to come and tell me that sveiko mutter? If minatora, the suffix is going to be mutter anyway, the whole din of suffix d'araisa l'chumra is only din d'rabanan, minatora suffix d'araisa l'chumra is mutter anyway, then a halacha l'moshe misinai in a d'araisa level wouldn't be necessary to tell me that suffix arla is mutter. Of course it's mutter. Minatora, every suffix is mutter. So that's a major kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam in Tumas Meis Perek Tes Halach Yud Beis and Klayim Perek Yud Halach Chav Zayin holds Savik Daraisa Minatora's Lekula. What does he do with our Gemara? So the Ran writes to be Miyashiv the Rambam that over here we needed the Halacha to be Matir any type of suffix, even if it's not a normal suffix that we would normally consider a suffix. Meaning, when does Ram say suffix daraisa minatora is mutter? When it's a 50-50 suffix. But over here, it's even a yachid against the rabbim. That kach nemra halacha. That's what we were saying before. That's why you're allowed to create the suffix and give it to someone else, knowing that it's a suffix for him. That's only because there's a special din over here of suffix arla b'chutzlar. That's halacha l'moshe misinai. That's mekel. But you wouldn't just apply general rules of suffix. General rules of suffix is only when it's 50-50. Not to go against the rules that even a das yachid would constitute a suffix. That was Rav Shechter, that's what I pointed out before from Rav Shechter and Bikvei Atzon, that this is parallel to halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel, to these kinds of halachos, to hilchos suffix and erivin, where there's specific dinim that were mekel mi suffix. It's not just stam that we treat it like a suffix and therefore, why do I need halach k'divrei mekel bavel? Avel is drabanan, of course, halach k'divrei mekel bavel. No, because suffik drabanan l'kula is only when it's a 50-50, only when it's a regular suffik, only when it's when you don't have a yachid against a rabbin. But halach k'divrei mekel bavel says, even if it's not 50-50, halach is always k'divrei mekel. That's what's going on here according to the Rambam. By Arla, even if it's not a regular suffik, kach nemra halacha, that any sort of suffik, a suffik kol duhu, automatically makes it mutter. We got Malkus on Klayim Mida Oraisa. In Chutzlars. But we learned in the Mishnah that a Klayim is only Mida Rabbanan in Chutzlars. Lo Kasha. Kan Bekilei Akerem, Kan Bar Kavas Ilan. Two types of Klayim. There's Kilei Akerem and there's Harkavas Ha'ilan. There's grafting trees with each other. Kiddush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel is Chukosai Tishmaru. When it says Chukosai Tishmaru and doesn't say Ushmartim is Chukosai, it says Chukosai first, before Tishmaru, so we darshan Chukim Shechakakti L'chakvar, that it's referring to Chukim that we are already aware about from before. Behem T'chalos Sarbiya Klayim, Sad Chalos Izra, that one should not mate different animals together, nor should one plant Klayim in his field. So Ma Behem T'chabarva, Avsad Chabar Kava. So just like a behema is talking about taking two different types and putting them together to create one animal from it, so the equivalent in a field would be harkava si'ilan, to graft two different trees together and create one unit. So just like harva'as behema applies everywhere, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, harkavas ha'ilan, that type of klayim applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. I velaksiv sadcha, but doesn't it say sadcha, which implies that dafka sadcha miyuchalach, and which means Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz La'aretz? Halumut Yisrael shabachutz La'aretz. That's coming to tell me that Kilei Kerem, doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. The Kilei HaKerem on a Daraisa level does not apply in Chutz Laretz. So at the end of the day, does Klayim apply in Chutz Laretz? Sometimes. Depends which type of Klayim. Harkavas Ilan? Yes. Kilei HaKerem? No. And based on that, the Gemara tells a couple of stories. Rav Chanan v'Ravanan havu shakli va'azli b'urcha. Rav Chanan and Ravanan were walking down the road. Chazulu gavrit kazor zroim bahde adadi. They saw a guy planting klayim. He was planting two different types of zroim next to each other. So they're witnessing this guy planting klayim in Chutz La'aretz. So Amalei Nesi Mar Neshamti. So one said to the other, "Let's go put this guy in Cherem because he's planting Klayim in Chutz Laretz." So Amalei Lo Chavrisu. You don't have clarity on the sugya of Klayim because Harkavas Ilan is also in Chutz Laretz. But as we just said, Kilei Zrayim is Mutter in Chutz Laretz. So you're just saying we should put him in Cherem because you don't have a clear picture of the sugya. Then they saw another guy going in a vineyard and planting wheat and barley in the vineyard. So it's Kilei HaKerem. Amalei Nesi Mar Neshamti said, "Let's go put this guy in Cherem." Amalei Lutzarisu. You don't have clarity in the sugya. You don't know the sugya so well of Klayim. Halacha is that Kilei HaKerem is mutter and Chutzars. It's not a problem. Lo Kaim L'Krav Yoshia. Damarach Yizra Chitu Sor V'Chartzen. Lo Kaim L'Krav Yoshia. And he said, "Don't we pass like Krav Yoshia? Like Krav Yoshia, the Amar who says Ad Yizra Chitu Sor V'Chartzen Mapolus Yad, that you're only going to be chayiv for Klayim. That it's only going to be usher to plant Klayim when you plant the vine, the grape, together with the chita and the saora all together, but not if you just go into an existing vineyard and plant wheat and barley. That's not going to be klayim. So we're not going to put this guy in cherem." Rav Yosef ma'ariv bizrani v'zara. Rav Yosef would mix together different types of plants and he would plant them together. But grant we pass in the Zohar Sadar Raisa of Klayim and Chutz Laretz, but there's still an Issa Midrabanan. So how could you do this? Amalei Lo Kasha. Can be Kilei HaKerem, can be Kilei Zroim. Even outside of the world of Harkavas HaIlan, there's still a difference between Kilei HaKerem versus Kilei Zroim. Harkavas Ilan, like we said, that's Daraisa and Chutz Laretz. We're grafting a tree. But Kilei Zroim and Kilei HaKerem, there's a difference. Kilei HaKerem, Debaretz Asurim Ba'Hana'ah, which is a more serious Isser in Eretz Yisrael, it's even Asur Ba'Hana'ah in Eretz Yisrael. So B'Chutz Laretz Nami goes by Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made a Gzeira that it's going to be Asur in Chutz Laretz as well. But Kilei Zroim, Debaretz Asurim Ba'Hana'ah, where even in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Asur Ba'Hana'ah, so B'Chutz Laretz Nami lo goes by Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't gozer in Chutz Laretz at all, and therefore it's perfectly mutter. That's Rav Yosef's defense. Why am I planting Klayim in Chutz Laretz? Because it's not Kilei HaKerem, and that's why I'm allowed to do it. Hadaram Rav Yosef. Then Rav Yosef later said, "Lav milsi yadami." That was a mistake. That's not true. Kilei Zroim is Asur in Chutz Laretz. I made a mistake. The Rav Zara Ginsa de Beirav Mishari Mishari, because I saw that Rav planted the garden of his yeshiva. They would plant gardens by the yeshiva so the boys would have what to eat. They'd be able to have salads. They'd be able to eat the vegetables that they planted. He used to plant it in separate rows. Each vegetable had its own row. He wouldn't mix them together. It must be because he was koshish for klayim, even in Chutz Laretz, even though it wasn't Kilei HaKerem, it was Kilei Zroim. My time alav mishum eruve ruve klayim. Isn't it because he was concerned about klayim? Amalei Abayi says, no, Bishlami Iyashmi Inan Arba Abaruchas Haruga Vachas Vemsa Shapir. If he would have planted it in such a way where it's obvious that his intention is to avoid Klayim, you plant one row on each of the borders of the field and then one little thing in the middle, which is the classic way to avoid Klayim. So then it would be evident that Rav was planting in that way to avoid Klayim because he thought that Klayim was an issue in Chutz Laretz. Elohach Mishum Noi. No, but you know why he was planting it in rows, even in Chutz Laretz? Nothing to do with Klayim. He was a neat person. He liked to have it neatly lined up, that he have cucumbers there and peppers there. He liked to have it that way. It makes a more beautiful garden. Or it makes it easier on the workers. Whoever's going to go picking the vegetables, you don't want him to have to look around. Where are those cucumbers? Where are the tomatoes? He'll have everything lined up for him. It'll be much easier for him. But nothing to do with halachas. Rav Yosef, maybe you were really correct. Maybe he was really right. That Kilei HaKerem is asur midrabban al chutz laaretz. Kilei Zroim, without any kerem, is not even asur midrabbanan. Ilchos Laretz. Okay, now from here to the end of the parak, it's pretty much I got it there. Says the Mishnah, Kala osim mitzvah achas, mativin lo umarichin lo yamav v'nochal es haaretz. If a person does even a single mitzvah, Hashem will do good things for him and give him a long life, and he'll yarshin the land. We'll see what that means. It's going to mean, Rashi already lets us in on the secret, chay olam haba. It means he's going to yarshin olam haba. Well, why is this over here, this Mishnah over here? It's got nothing to do with kiddush. What does it have to do with getting married? That someone who does a mitzvah. So we've been talking about mitzvahs in general. We've been talking about what mitzvahs certain people are chayiv in, other people are not chayiv in. So once we're talking about mitzvahs in general, the Mishnah tells us about the great value a single mitzvah could even have. V'kol she'eino osa mitzvah achas, and someone who doesn't do even a mitzvah achas, ein mativin lo, will not have the good, ve'ein ma'arich good in this world, ve'ein ma'arichin lo yamav, and will not have the arichas yamim, ve'ein unochal asaretz, and will not yarshin chay olam haba. So, frankly, Gemara Uraminhi, I'll ask you a stira. El dvarm shodim ochel perasein vol mazeh. Mishnah and Peah, we say it every single morning. These are the things that we're ochel the peros in this world, v'akeren kayim salam haba, but we're still going to benefit from even in the next world. Elu hein, kibra ve'eim, ukim yos chasadim, so it sounds like these are the things that we're going to benefit from in this world and the next world. But outside of this list, any other mitzvah achas is not going to be beneficial for us in both worlds. How come our Mishnah says that anyone who does mitzvah achas, sounds like any mitzvah, any one of the 613, pick any mitzvah, and you can get benefit from in both worlds? It's a stira. The Mishnah in Peah says that there's a list of these five mitzvahs. Some review the hachi kamer. Kalos mitzvah achas yisera al zuchiyosav mitivin lo v'domu k'misha mekayim kol ha-Torah kula. Now what it means to say in our Mishnah is that if he tips the scales in one direction, he does one extra mitzvah beyond his averos, then it's as if he's mekayim kol ha-Torah kula. So says the Gemara, wow, mechal dahana chafil b'chal denami. So then what about that Mishnah in Peah that lists the special mitzvahs? Kibra ve'em, chesed machna sorach mavashon el chaveru, salm Torah. So that sounds like even if you only do one and you have the rest of your life as averos, that you're still going to get benefit in this world and the next world. Those are some pretty magical mitzvahs. So I'm Rav Shmaya Lomar Shim Haisa Shkula Machra'as. No, that just comes to tell me that if you're exactly 50-50, you haven't tipped the scales in one direction or the other, but on the positive side, you have one of those five mitzvahs, then Hashem considers it as if you've tipped the scales on the positive side. So that's what's special about the mitzvahs in Peah. So it's very unique. It's very a very rare case where those mitzvahs are going to be any better than any other mitzvah. Whenever you're even 51%, 50.0001% in the side of the positive, doesn't matter how you got there. Any mitzvah, you're tzadik gamur. But when it comes to those mitzvahs in Peah, even if at the end it's exactly even, but you have one of those mitzvahs on the zechus side, so that will tip the scales. So that's the idea of the Mishnah in Peah. A couple of things over here. First of all, why is it Talmud Torah keneged kulam? What's so special about Talmud Torah? The Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peah has machlokes Rabbi Brechia and Rabbi Chia. One says afilu kol olam kulo einu shavu l'davar echad shel Torah, and one says kol mitzvah se shel Torah einu shavu l'davar echad shel Torah. Now, why is Talmud? What does it mean keneged kulam? Keneged kol what? So this machlokas in the Yerushalmi, is it keneged kol mitzvos or keneged kol ha'olam? That it's Talmud Torah is as great as everything else in this world, but everything else in this world not as great as all the other mitzvos combined. So the Gemara says that pasuk says v'kol chafetzim leyishvuba, and they have another pasuk that v'kol chafetzech leyishvuba. Kol chafetzim leyishvuba sounds like chafetzei olam are not equal to Torah. Kol chafetzech means chafetzei Hashem, means that even mitzvos are not equal to Torah. So that's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Also, this idea that if it was shkula, then machras. What's so special about these mitzvos in Peah that if everything else was even, then it would be and you have these mitzvos on one side of the scale, then it would be machriya. Asks Tosfos. I don't understand, Tosfos says. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, on the pasuk V'Rav Chesed, where we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of his Midas Rachamim, he's a Rav Chesed. What makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rav Chesed? That if a person is 50-50, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mata L'Kaf Chesed. Hashem is, tips the scales in that direction. So that Hashem does that with anybody. It has nothing to do with having these mitzvahs. Apparently that's one of the Midas of Hashem, that when it's 50-50, he tips the scales anyway. So what's so vital, what's so special about these mitzvahs in Peah? We wanted to say the whole thing that's special about these mitzvahs and pay is that when it's 50-50, but you have one of these mitzvahs, that tips. Hashem tips the scales anyway. So it also suggests that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machriya L'Kav Zchus, when we're 50-50, but that you're still only considered a Beinoni, you're not considered a Tzadik Gamur. But when you have one of these mitzvahs, then you become a Tzadik Gamur. So the Acharonim point out that that's not so easy to understand, the Pnei Yeshua, the Mitzvah Yisan, that the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah says that Rav Chesed, Mata Klapi Chesed, is, and therefore there are three Kitos Liyam Adin. There's Beinonim, there's Tzadikim Gamurim, there's Rasham Gamurim, and Mata Klapi Chesed means you become a Tzadik Gamur. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't sound like it's a din in just staying a Beinoni. So that's a little bit difficult to understand what Tosfos' answer is. Okay, says the Gemara further now, V'kalos, mitzvah achas, yiseros, chios, and mitzvah lo. Is even one extra mitzvah that's enough to have Hashem do good for him? Or a minu, but I'll ask you, stira, kol shu zuchios, and rubin me'avon osav. If a person has more zuchios than he has avonos, merin lo! Hashem's going to make life worse for him in this world. V'domo k'mish yisarv kalateru kol v'lo shirim minafilu osachas. And Hashem's going to treat him like a person who burnt the entire Torah and didn't even observe a single letter of it. V'kol shavonosav, rubin zuchiosav, and a person who has more averus than mitzvos, mativin lo, he'll have good in this world. V'domo k'mish yisarv kalateru kol v'lo shirim minafilu osachas. And we'll look to an outsider like this is a person who must have fulfilled the entire Torah and wasn't mevatel a single letter, meaning Hashem does good for people in this world when they're bad people because he wants to save the punishment for them in the next world and vice versa. So how can our Mishnah say that even though in this world when he has one extra mitzvah, that's exactly what it means, that Hashem is preparing the way for the next world. That's what all our Mishnah means, not that Hashem actually makes his life down here good when he has extra mitzvahs. It means Hashem is going to prepare for him a very good life in the next world by making him suffer in this world. Rava says, no, it's a machlokas. Hamani, Rabbi Yaakov, Yidamer Schar Mitzvah, Bayal Maleka, that Rabbi Yaakov assumes that there's no schar in this world. Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yaakov. Our Mishnah assumes that you can even get schar for a mitzvah in this world. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, there's no such thing as schar in this world for a mitzvah. Detani, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, Ein Lecha Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah Shksu B'Torah, Shemat and Schar B'Tzida, Shein Tchias HaMitzvah Tluyim Ba. Any mitzvah in the Torah that has schar of the mitzvah written in the Torah, it's always about the next world. It's about Tchias HaMitzvah. B'Kibra Ve'em K'siv L'man Yerichim L'machal Man Yitav Lach. By Kibra Ve'em it says you're going to have a long life and you're going to have Yitav Lach. B'Shulach HaKein K'siv L'man Yitav Lach V'arach the Yamim and says pretty much the same thing in reverse order by Shulach HaKein. Hare Sha'am Lo Aviv Ala Lebira V'Ave Li Gozol S'Va Ala Lebira V'Shalach Hasei Em V'Nat Al Sabana M'chazir Asa Nafal L'Meis Heichan Tovas Yam Shal Zeh Ve'echan Aruchas Yam Shal Zeh. So what do you do with the case of the boy whose father said, go there and do Shulach HaKein for me, and the boy goes and he does doing at the same time, simultaneously, Kibra Ve'im and Shiluach HaKein. He's supposed to have Arichas Yamim, and then he falls off the ladder and he dies. How you can explain that? Where's the Arichas Yamim? So Rabbi Yaakov says, that's my raya, that Arichas Yamim means not in this world, it means in the next world, and that's why that such a thing could happen. Says the Gemara, that's his raya. Did he see that happen? Maybe such a thing never happened. The raya is, oh, what about the boy? What boy? Where was that? Was that on the news? So Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza. Yeah, Rabbi Yaakov saw such a Maisa. And the only way Rabbi Yaakov could be Matarits that Maisa is by saying, L'man Yarichin Yamecha means in the Olam HaEmes, not in this world. So V'dilma Meharba Averahava. But is that the only explanation? Maybe the boy, while he was doing these mitzvahs, at the same time was being Meharba Avera. So says Mar Machshav Raya, Nakhosh Baruch Mitzar for the Maisa. For just a Machshav Ra, Hashem would not be Mitzar that to Maisa. Nakhosh Baruch doesn't punish for Machshav Ra. V'dilma Meharba Avera. But maybe it wasn't Stam a Meharba Avera. He was having a hero of Avodah Zarah. So says Gemara, Uksiv L'man Tfos as Beis Yisrael B'Libam, and Klal Yisrael gets punished for a hero of Avodah Zarah. So Yunam Yehachi Kamar. Yeah, but that's what he was saying. Yisal Kadai Tzchar Mitzvah Bayal Amay Loag and Mitzvah Salei Kiech Lo Leis L'Dei Hirur. If there is Tzchar Mitzvah in this world, then the Tzchar of his Mitzvah should have protected him from a hero of Avodah Zarah. He never should have had the hero in the first place because the Tzchar Mitzvah should have protected him from such Hirurim. V'Amar Blazer Shluch Mitzvah. But still, shouldn't we still be troubled by this story? Granted, he didn't get his L'man Yarichin Yamecha is not an issue for us. Why this boy fell and died? Because after all, Yarichin Yamecha means in the next world. What about Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizakin? He's on his way to go do a mitzvah. So he shouldn't have gotten hurt when you're on your way to do a mitzvah. So Hasan Bali Chasan Shaini. No, Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizakin is on the way to the mitzvah. This boy got hurt, got killed on the way back from the mitzvah. Says Mar, not good enough. Amar Blazer, Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizakin, Lo Bali Chasan, Lo Bechazi Rasan. Rav Blazer holds that Shluchim Mitzvah doesn't get hurt not on the way there, nor on the way back. So Vaiter, why did this boy get hurt? Why did this boy get killed? And Gemara, Sulam Ru'ua Havat Kviya Zeka. It was a weak ladder that was broken anyway, where it was a very dangerous place. And whenever it's a dangerous place that you're going to, we're not really going to rely on a nes. When Hashem tells Shmuel to go and anoint a new king, Shmuel says, how can I do that? Shaul's going to hear about it, and he's going to kill me. So you see that if it's Shchiyach HaZeka to anoint a new king when there already is an existing king, then there's no din of Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizak. And the source of this sugya is Psachim Davches. This is a Psachim sugya. The Gemara says it in the context of Bedikas Chametz, that if you have a guy that you share a wall, that you have an adjacent wall with, you shouldn't be Bodik B'charon of Stuck in La'or Aner, because he's going to be Choshesh that you're doing some sort of Kishuf on him. So the Gemara says, but Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizak, and so he's not going to do anything to you. No, that's Shchiyach HaZeka. So that's the source of the sugya. If only Acher would have darshan this pasuk, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barte, like Rabbi Yaakov, his own grandson, lo chate, he never would have sinned. V'acher Mayhu, what was the story with Acher? Some say he saw this exact case of a boy going, listening to his father, do shiluach kein, and getting killed. V'ikadarmi listen to Chutz Pesam Torgum in Chaza, and some say he saw the tongue of Chutz Pesam Torgum in one of the Asar Arugim Malchus, davagarle davaracher, that they dragged along Chazer. Amr Peshibik Margolios, he said, I can't believe it. That tongue that said such pearls, such gems, is licking the dirt, nafak chata. So that's what caused him to go off the derech. If he only would have realized that it's the man yarich and yamecha, li'olam haba, and not in this world. Okay, but I'll pick up with there tomorrow.